Leading the news this morning, Australia's chief medical officers will meet today to discuss the country's preparedness to deal with any potential case of Ebola. The World Health Organization is warning time is running out to get the Ebola outbreak in West Africa under control. Back home, the government's ruling out sending medical teams to help.
They have been given advice that it would not be appropriate for us to send health workers into harm's way without evacuation techniques and methods.
We've got people, doctors, nurses, other health professionals who want to go and offer assistance.
There are calls for a Sydney academic appointed to a review the national curriculum to be sacked following a series of racist emails. Professor Barry Spurr says the emails have been taken out of context. Education Minister Christopher Pyne has distanced himself from the controversy, saying he didn't appoint Professor Spurr to head the review. We'll talk more about that in a few minutes with Barry Cassidy. A parliamentary committee will today deliver its report into the government's so-called Foreign Fighters Bill. The bill is part of a package of new counter-terrorism laws and would allow the government to designate parts of other countries as terrorist zones. And a member of Reeva Steenkamp's family has told a South African court that Oscar Pistorius must pay for killing his girlfriend. The athlete's sentence hearing is nearing an end. The judge is expected to hand down her sentence early next week.